Mackenzie Camacho, California. Mackenzie Camacho tested and experimented with bacteria, fungus, and fungicides in fruit production. Her first project tested the effectiveness of rinsing fruits and vegetables with tap water to remove bacteria. Mackenzie discovered the process does not remove a significant amount. She's a member of Nonil's Minarets FFA, and her advisors are Richard Chapman, Keely Hall, Christanne Mattis, Kenna Sandberg, Jessica Sweet, and Caitlin McDonough. Congratulations, Mackenzie.
Mackenzie, tell me a little bit about what does winning this award mean to you?
This project has been a lot of hard work over several years, and it feels amazing to have won. Although a lot of people who competed here today deserve this award, I am very happy to have received it.
So tell me all about this project that you completed for your SAE.
Yes, I had two projects for my proficiency. The first one, I was trying to help the community in California, and I tested whether rinsing fruits and vegetables removed bacteria from their skin, and I tested this to help people at farmers markets because some farmers are trying to change the policy that requires a rinsing bin for the fruits at the farmers market because this takes up space in their vans, and by proving that rinsing fruits does nothing to remove the bacteria from their skin, then hopefully this can be changed. As well as I did a research study on a fungus called Botrysphaeria, where it has recently transferred into walnut trees. And because it's so recent in the walnut industry, there are no known fungicides for what works best in walnut trees for Botrysphaeria. So I tested three commonly used fungicides in my area, and I proved that Pristine works the best at preventing the Botrysphaeria growth in walnut trees.
How did you get interested in plant systems to begin with?
I went out into my community and I started asking different farmers about problems they were facing. And I was ready for any challenge, whether it had to do with machinery or livestock or plants. But the biggest problem I discovered was the Botrysphaeria fungus in the walnut trees. And I decided to make this the focus of my project. And since then, I have grown to develop a strong passion for working with plants and fungus as well as fungicides.
How do you hope your research can touch others and impact others?
I really hope that my research can reach farmers and people where it actually matters, because the point of research is to help people and not necessarily for the pursuit of knowledge. So by publishing my work, hopefully in the future, I will be able to spread the word to farmers about my findings and be able to help them save their money and time with dealing with this fungus.
What are some challenges that you have had to overcome within your SAE?
I have had several challenges, but the biggest challenge I faced was in my second project on Botrysphaeria. My first trial failed, and it was very difficult to overcome because I didn't know what happened or why it failed. But because I reached out and I contacted pathologists, I was able to work with them and discover how to properly grow fungus in petri dishes and treat it with fungicides. And it was a very difficult problem to overcome, but if I hadn't, then I definitely wouldn't be here where I am today.
What about some big life lessons that you've learned throughout this whole project?
A big life lesson that I have learned by dealing with this project is I have learned how to work with other unique individuals within my community. This project has given me access to working with several different pathologists and farmers who are dealing with this problem every day in their lives. And because of this experiment and these projects, I was able to work with them and be able to know my community better.
Who would you like to thank for helping you get here today?
I would love to thank my mom, who has helped to support me during all of my projects and competitions. And I would like to thank Shasky Farms in La Grande, California, and my dad for helping me with my projects and supporting me through all of my competitions.
When you hang up your blue jacket, what's next for you?
I am hoping to pursue a career in engineering where I will be able to continue to help people in my community, whether it's agriculture-related problems in the farm or in different aspects of the industry. I am going to be looking for problems and solutions to fix those through engineering.
Congratulations again to Mackenzie Camacho for winning the Proficiency Award in Agri-Science Research in the Area of Plant Systems. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg.